Thank you for another opportunity to praise you with the fruit of our lips this morning. We invite the Holy Spirit into this worship service on today. Thank you for the new mercies of this day. Thank you for the love and for your love and for your faithfulness. We love and we adore you, Father. There is none like you. Thank you for being the keeper of our souls. Thank you for your word that instructs us and teaches us your ways. Lord, we thank you for being a prayer-answering God. Lord, we need you, and we can't do anything without you. Lord, somebody who may be listening by phone or watching by Facebook, somebody somewhere this morning, God, they need a special touch from you. And so, Father, we ask that you would touch their wounded hearts and spirits this morning. We ask that you would touch their minds and physical bodies this morning. Whether they need a physical, emotional, or mental, or financial, or spiritual healing, you are the master healer, and there is none like you, and there is nothing too hard for you. Oh, God, I speak healing in the atmosphere this morning. I speak healing over our families and our children, our pastors and our churches this morning. I speak healing over those in hospitals and nursing homes this morning and those with COVID-19 and any other illnesses, Father God, that they may have. And, God, we know that you specialize in things that seem impossible and that you are able to do anything but fail. You do all things well. And so, Lord, when we think of the many times that you have come to our rescue, that you have healed, that you have strengthened, that you have kept us from seen and unseen dangers, we can't help but to praise you on this morning, Father God. What an awesome and mighty God and what a powerful God you are, Father God. And so, Father, we give you glory and we give you honor and we give you praise on this morning for which you so richly deserve, Father God. You are our provider, Father God. You are everything, everything that we need, Father God. You are our refuge. You are our fortress. Oh, God, we love you this morning and we thank you this morning, oh, God, for your loving kindness, oh, God. Thank you this morning for this opportunity this morning to be able to come and to have a talk with you this morning. But just a little talk with you will make everything all right this morning, Father God. And so, Father God, we give it all to you this morning, Father God. All to you, God, we give to you this morning. Because, God, we know beyond the shadow of a doubt, Father God, that you're going to work it out, Father God. Because you've done it more than once, more than twice. And so, Father, we thank you this morning, and we lift your name on high this morning. We exalt your name this morning, Father God. And so, Father God, we come this morning just saying thank you. We come this morning just saying hallelujah to your name this morning. We come this morning saying glory, glory, glory this morning to your name, oh God. And we thank you, Father God, this morning, Father God, for just giving us the strength, the stamina, and the perseverance to continue to stand strong in you, Father God, because it is in you, God, that we live and we move and we have our very being. And so, Father, we thank you this morning, and we will continue, oh, God, to pray. We will continue to believe, and we will continue to watch you work in the lives of your people, Father God. And so we ask all of these things in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' matchless name we pray. Amen, amen, and thank God.
Amen, amen, and thank God. Thank Reverend Sykes, amen, for amen, fervent prayer. Amen, able to go to the Lord in prayer and able to have just a little talk with the Lord. Amen. I don't know about you, amen, but down through the years, amen, I found comfort, amen, in going to the Lord in prayer, amen. And I'm glad that God's Son, amen, taught us how to pray, amen, because he came into this world just like we are in the flesh, amen. And every now and then, amen, things will begin to wear on you, amen. Y'all can say amen. Every now and then, amen, the trials get a little heavy. Every now and then, the burdens, amen, seem to bring you down, amen. Every now and then, it seems like, amen, things are out of control, amen. And so you got to learn to lean and depend on the Lord. Amen. You got to learn, amen, to turn to him and go to the Lord in prayer. Amen. Somebody said, I talked to and cried out to the Lord all night long. Amen. And he attended to my cry. I tell you, there's nothing like when God, amen, answers your prayer. There's nothing like God when you get into his presence, when you can begin to exchange strength for weakness. Amen. In other words, your weakness, you'll give it over to him, and he'll give you strength through the power of the Holy Spirit. What that will do is give you the ability to be able to make it through the test, to make it through the trial, to make it through the storm. Amen. And so we thank God for this avenue of prayer that we have. Amen. And no, amen, without a shadow of a doubt, God says we should pray without ceasing. In other words, we know, amen, that things happen all the time. Amen. But when we have a constant connection with God, amen, we can make it through. Amen. This is a song, amen, that we sing oftentimes, amen, in times where we need to talk to the Lord, amen. And sometimes your best friend ain't around, amen. Sometimes folks that you usually talk to, amen, they're not available, or you find out, amen, they're going through worse than you, amen. So you don't want to bother them, amen, because if you thought yourself was bad and their stuff is worse, amen. But you can always go to Jesus, amen. And there's a song that's been sang in the church down through the years. It's number 340 in your hymnal, number 340 in your hymnal. And it's entitled, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. I'm going to say that again. What a Friend We Have in Jesus. And the first verse says, What a Friend We Have in Jesus, all our sins and grief to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything. I'm going to say that again. Everything. I'm going to say it one more time. Everything to God in prayer. Amen. So let us sing to the glory of God, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with the load of care? Pray. thy friends despise, forsake thee. Take it to the Lord in prayer. His arms he'll take and shield thee. Now we'll find a soul of what a friend, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry. Yeah. Everything to God in prayer. Hallelujah. We thank God that we can take everything to God in prayer. We can know that we can exchange our weakness for his strength. That we know that he is our refuge, that he is our shelter in the time of storm, that we know that he is our healer, that we can know that he can take care of our sorrows, that we can have solace because we've learned, amen, that we can take our heavy laden to the Lord in prayer, amen. And the thing I like about Jesus, amen, is that he's never, amen, too busy. When you go to the Lord, amen, you don't have to wait in line, amen. You don't have to worry about a busy signal, amen. You don't have to take a number, amen. But he's there, present, omnipresent all the time. And not only is he omnipresent, but he's omniscient. In other words, he knows what you're going through. Aren't you glad today that God knows about your situation? Aren't you glad today, amen, that God is always there? But most of all, amen, that not only is he omniscient that he knows, not is he omnipresent that he's always there, but he's omnipotent. That means that he's got all power. And so when you have a God, amen, that's always there, hallelujah, when you have a God that knows about your situation, but you also have a God that has the power, amen, to do something about it. Sometimes people know. Sometimes people are there. Sometimes people can care. But there's only one God that can do what he said he's going to do. Matter of fact, God said that he specializes in things called impossible. Is there anything too hard for God? No, there's nothing. I said nothing too hard for God. So every now and then when you feel a little low, just remember that he's always there, that he knows what you're going through, and he has the power to deliver you from whatever it is that you're going through. So we thank God that we have that kind of friend. Somebody said he used to tell people, I'm going to tell my big brother, I'm going to tell my big sister, I'm going to tell my mother, I'm going to tell my father, amen. But daddy and mama ain't there no more. My sister and my brother ain't around, amen. But I got a friend in Jesus, amen, that's got my back. Look at somebody and say, God has got my back. My friend, amen, is able to take care of everything. My friend is able to provide everything I need. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, my friend will pick me up and lift the standard and allow me to be up above my enemies round about me. When the enemy came in like a flood, God saw a way, amen, to keep me from falling, to keep me from drowning. I continue to look to the hill from whence cometh my help, knowing all my help comes from the Lord, who is my friend, amen, hallelujah. Thank God you got a friend, amen. You don't have to look around. Sometimes a friend will leave you high and dry, amen. But when you got a friend in Jesus, Lord have mercy, he'll let you know, amen, that he's looking out for you. He'll let you know, amen, that it's going to be all right. Every now and then he'll rub and soothe your troubled mind. Every now and then, amen, he'll wipe the tears from your eye. Every now and then he'll say, hey, sit down, I got this, it's going to be all right. Anyhow, hallelujah, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything. I said everything. Everything to God in prayer. Ain't that all right? Ain't the Lord all right? Amen. Yeah, somebody said, I tried it for myself, and he's all right. Amen. Yeah, we thank God, amen, for the privilege to be able to go to him in prayer, to be able to turn to him in times of struggle, in times of trouble, amen. And know, amen, that he'll be the one that will be there, amen. He'll be the one that will show up when nobody else will show up. He'll be the one, amen, that will make the way out of no way, amen. We're going to go this morning to the folk on the line. Amen. We thank God that we're back in the building, had little grandkids, amen, come down with the COVID-19 virus the last couple of weeks. So we thank God that he healed their bodies and they're doing well. And we give God the praise for continuing to bless us. Amen. In this time of global pandemic that we still can reach out virtually and had service the last two Sundays, amen, virtually. But we thank God that still allows us to do that and allows us to come back to a building. Amen. Amen. Building still standing. Light still on. Come on, we need to give God some praise. Amen. The rent still paid. Oh, somebody need to give God some praise. Amen. For what he's doing. Amen. These last 2.5 years. Amen. God has been good. Amen. And sometimes I say that, amen, and it seems like, amen, it ain't enough to say God is good. But that's what God said when he created the earth. In the heaven, he looked at it, amen, and he said, not only is it good, but it's very good. So if good is a good enough description for God, amen, it's got to be good enough for us, amen? Amen. God is good, amen, and greatly to be praised. The psalmist said, oh, taste and see what that the Lord is good, amen. Blessed be the name of the man that trusts in him, amen? So we're going to go through our whole lines, amen, and we're going to ask, if you got a testimony this morning, amen, that you would give a testimony for the Lord, amen. And so we're going to go to our first worshiper, last four digits, 1741. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor Kason, First Lady Kason in the Heart of God Baptist Church. I praise God this morning for another beautiful Sunday just to be in the land of the living one more time. Truly, God has blessed me this week. He's brought me through. He's been more than enough. He's been the all-sufficient God. So I give him glory, honor, and praise this morning. Thank God for blessing, keeping my family, loving them, traveling grace and mercy, and just watching over loved ones. And I just want to share this morning a few words of encouragement from Psalm 31. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. And truly, God has not failed me. He's been more than what I could ever ask for, more than what I need. I'm just so grateful this morning for everything that he has done for me, because truly, God is a good God. God bless you all and continue to have a blessed week.
Amen, amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next caller, last four digits, 3343. Good morning.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you gave me another second chance to stay above this ground and give me homage and praise in holy name. And you watched over me last night and touched me this morning and gave me another second chance to look at this world and be able to deal with every day to go with it. And may the blessing that brought us another year that we can get the Father and give us another day and bless it this morning and give us all our help and strength and our wisdom and knowledge and understanding and guide their hearts and their minds. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We'll go to our next worshiper. Our last four digits, 7971. 7971. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor, First Lady, and Heart of God family. I would like to read the scripture this morning. First, I thank God for this song, what a friend, because he has been my friend, and he always said to him, friend. But the scripture is, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding, and always acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. Proverbs 3:5-6. We have to learn in this world today, trust in God and take it to him in prayer, because that's what he has given to us, to live by his word. He has been so good to us. He has been so good to me and my family. Thank God for allowing my nephew, Pastor Derek Griffin, and his wife, Lisa, to come to visit and be with us. And they had a safe trip here. We had a lovely time with them yesterday. And it goes on to show you that God is true. He is for real. He is there for us as believers. And we have an opportunity to enjoy the fruits of our labor that he has here for us on earth. I thank God for you, Pastor, because you have taught us God's way, how to live a good life. Thank First Lady for her everyday words of encouragement and her prayers. It gives us strength that makes it from one day to the other, not just a Sunday morning church bench warmer, but a life wholesome in Christ. You all, you have a blessed and safe holiday, the 4th of July, tomorrow, and be faithful and continue to live the life of Christ.
Good morning, Heart of God. Good morning, Pastor, First Lady. God bless you all. Glad to hear that your babies are well and doing fine. To God be the glory. And I thank God for waking me up this morning, watching over me last night, starting me on my way. He is my protector. My provider, Lord knows he is my healer. And I will continue to lean and depend on him, because he is the answer.
Amen.
You all know he's always there for all of us. In spite of, he is always there. So I will love and serve him forever. You will forever be part of me, my life. Thank him for what he has done and continued to do for my family. Thank God they went through the COVID as well. But they are, he blessed them all. They are all doing fine at this time. Yes, so God, good God, God never fails. So I will love and bless him. Love and blessings to all of you. Have a good day and a blessed week. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We go to our next worshiper. I ask for digits 0025. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor, First Lady, and Heart of God. Truly this morning, I thank God for everything that he has done in my life. And this is my testimony this morning. Just another day that the Lord has kept me. Just another day.
All right.
That the Lord has kept me. He has kept me from all evil.
Yeah.
Truly my mind is stayed on Jesus. It's just another day.
Yeah.
That the Lord has kept me. You see, I was willing.
Yeah.
And the Lord, he has kept me. I was willing, and the Lord, He has kept me. He has kept me. Come on, evil.
Yes,
truly,
yes.
My mind, it stayed on Jesus. It's just another day. It's just another day. It's just another day that the Lord has kept me. I thank God for truly it's just another day. I'm not talking about yesterday, because see, yesterday is gone. But this is the day that the Lord has made. And I will and I shall rejoice and be glad in Him. So it's just another day that the Lord has kept me. And to God be the glory for the things that He has done, that He's doing, and that He's going to do in all of our lives. For truly, He is the keeper of my soul. God bless you all today. Have a safe holiday and be blessed.
Amen, amen. Thank God, amen, for, amen, your testimony this morning. Amen. So that God, amen, has continued to bless us and to keep us, amen, along our Christian journey. I have some folks, amen, in sanctuary this morning, amen, as they got a testimony about the goodness of the Lord that has kept them another day.
Church,
good morning.
I truly thank God for keeping me another day. Thank God for His traveling mercy. Last week, I did go back home with among my sisters and brothers and my mother's homecoming. So truly, God has really, truly been good to us. And I do believe, I know believe that His love for me is like your goal.
Mm-hmm.
And I think among families, you got to let each other know that you love each other.
That's right.
You'll be there for each other. And every now and then, just call them, somebody know that you love them.
Amen.
So sometimes they don't even hear that. I don't know just how long, but we try to do that to let, you know, my sisters and brothers love each other, there for each other, do what we can to help each other. So that's, let's call somebody today and tell them you love them and you'll be there for them. And I just truly thank God, because without my family, I don't know where I would be. When I'm there, they pick me up. I need encouragement, they encourage me. So just keep on doing what you got to do. And put God first. Once you put God first, everything will be okay. So just, I hope everybody have a good week. Take care.
Amen.
Good morning, heart of God. First, give a look, honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is the head of my life. And I just thank all of you who encourage me with your words of encouragement and prayers and blessings that flow down from heaven above. And I thank the Lord for heart of God. Heart of God Church family, those who are in the sanctuary, those who are on the phone line, those who are on Facebook or any other way that you tune in to Heart of God Baptist Church. We thank you for all your love. We thank you for all your support. First, but also we really do thank you for having a heart of God to share what you have with us. And we love you all, and everyone have a blessed week.
Yeah.
Good morning, everybody. I just wanted to say I thank everybody for praying for Noah and Zoe as they were going through having COVID, and they are back at 100% around the house, here arriving. Me and my mom while I'm working from home, but we just thank God for His healing powers, and I pray that everybody has a great rest of the
day. Amen. Thank God for His healing power. So God is a healer, amen. And all of us are recipients of God's healing. So we're going to get ready to go to the Lord in prayer. prayer. And we're going to remember all of our church family, those that are traveling back and forth during the holiday. Pray that God would keep them safe on the road. Pray for all of those entering into summer camp and those that are going to be going to various programs and work, school, and we just want to continue to pray for all of our churches that are open in the name of Jesus, that they will continue to serve God and trust God. Pray for all of our government leaders, amen, and state and local governments. I know in our area, recently in D.C. and Virginia, they had elections and primary elections this week coming up. This next 2 weeks, we'll be having elections and primary elections in Maryland, and pray for all of our leaders, amen, that they would do the things that are pleasing in the sight of God, amen. And I found that if you do the things that are pleasing in the sight of God, amen, expects man, amen, in a positive way, amen. And so we have to continue to strive to please God. Pray for our men and women in uniform that are all over this world that are defending our country, both from near and far. Continue to pray for all of our first responders, those on the first line still fighting COVID in the hospitals, and just continue to pray for your neighbor, amen. You never know what your neighbor's going through, so continue to pray for your neighbor. If you see him, just wave to him, let him know, amen, that he's still trusting God, and God said, love your neighbor, amen. And we would trust and believe him in his word, amen, that we should have love one for another. And again, just thank you all for your faithfulness towards your church family, amen. Continue to reach out to each other, thank God for even Anita Bryce, amen, faithful, amen, calling in for church and for Sunday school and all the things, amen, for the church. We thank God for her, thank what God's doing in life of her and her family. Just remember your extended family on this holiday, amen. Know, amen, that it's a blessing to be able to have family and friends and just be thankful, amen, that we can fellowship with them one more time, amen. But we just want to continue to be a praying church, amen, that knows prayer answering God. So I'm going to ask Ella Lindsay that she will lead us in this prayer.
Good morning. Let us pray. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Father God, we come this morning with grateful and thanksgiving in our hearts. We come, Father, thanking you because you brought us through another week. Thank you for the grace and the mercy that you gave us. Thank you for your hand of love that kept us and guided us in spite of the trials and tribulations and the various things that we went through this week, Father God. You were more than faithful. So we come to you just thanking you and praising you because you are our God. We bless your holy and righteous name, and we say hallelujah to you this morning because you are worthy to be praised, O Lord. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, thy name, O God, is worthy to be praised. So we give you glory this morning. We give you honor. We lift you up because we realize, Father God, we are nothing without you, Lord Jesus. We are nothing without the power of your Holy Spirit that you have given each and every born-again believer. And, Father God, we know, Father God, that you love us with an everlasting love because you gave us the best gift that you could ever give mankind, and that's your darling son, Jesus. So, oh God, we ask this morning in the name of Jesus that you would look on every heart. And, Father God, if you see anything this morning that's not pleasing, we ask, oh God, that you will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And through the cleansing process, oh God, we pray that you would give us more and more of you. Keep us humble and meek. Keep us as the servants that we need to be, oh God, seeking you and seeking your guidance, seeking your love, your wisdom, and your understanding. Father God, we thank you for mercy that you allow us to just to get on this phone line one more time, just to be able to fellowship one more time. And because of that, Father God, we thank you for the shepherd of this flock. We pray, Father God, that you continue to look on Pastor Kayson this morning. Continue to strengthen him oh God. Continue to give him revelation knowledge of your word. And Father God, as he preach your word today, oh God, I pray, Lord Jesus, that our hearts, Father God, would grow closer to you, Father. Oh God, that the word would convict, that the word would clean, that the word would deliver and sanctify. Oh God, for us that need peace, that need a closer relationship, oh God, we pray, Father, that your word would draw us nigh unto you. And then, Father God, we pray through the preach word, oh God, that somebody will come to know you as Lord and Savior. We thank you for the saving grace that you have extended to us, oh God. Not that we deserve it, Father, but because you are love and because you look beyond our faults and you saw our needs. So, oh God, with the same love that you gave us this morning, Father, we pray that you will look on some lost soul to this day, oh God, some lost soul that don't know which way to turn and which way to go. Oh God, I pray in Jesus' name through the preach word, oh God, that they will be encouraged through the preach word, oh God, that they will be delivered through the preach word, oh God. They will know without a shadow of doubt how much you love them. And then, Father God, I pray for First Lady Kayson. I pray that you continue to be her help, continue to be her strength, continue to look on the grandchildren, continue to look on Janice and her family and Anthony and his family. Oh God, we pray for the first family mightily. And then, oh God, we pray for the entire Heart of God Baptist Church, each and every member, oh God. You know what they stand in the need of this morning, Father. We pray for them, Lord Jesus, that you will meet their every need. Keep us strong and unified in you, oh God. Father God, we can't do nothing without you, Father, so we need you, Jesus, more than ever before. Bless the ones, oh God, that are looking at Facebook and the ones that are calling in through phone lines and the ones, oh God, that might have had a desire to call in today but won't able, oh God. The ones that are traveling, oh God, I pray, Lord Jesus, that you continue to keep us strong in you, Father. And Father God, we not only pray for the Heart of God, but we pray for churches throughout the land that are teaching and preaching righteousness for your name's sake and for your glory. Bless every pastor, bless every church member, bless every servant, oh God. Father God, continue to keep them strong in you, Lord Jesus. And even the ones, Lord Jesus, that haven't made a commitment to you yet, Lord Jesus, we are praying for them, Father God, because we know, Lord Jesus, that you have some other sheets that you will bring into the fold. So we pray, oh God, that your word, Lord Jesus, will prick, convict, and Father God, you will do the drawing. Help us to lift you up so that you might do the drawing. And Father God, we pray, Lord Jesus, for those that are in foreign soil and those that are in the military. We pray for first responders and we pray for our nurses and our doctors. We pray for mankind everywhere, oh God, because we all need you, Jesus. Regardless of who they are, whether they acknowledge you as Lord and Savior or not, we all need you as God. And then, Father God, I pray, Lord Jesus, for government leaders and officials, Father God. I pray that you will touch, heal, and deliver. Look on those, Father God, that are in hospitals and homes and nursing homes, those that are convalescing at home. Remember Dick and Anita Bryce in a special manner. Look on Dick and Bryce. Look on Sister Stevens, oh God. Look on Trustee Randolph, oh God. Father God, we pray for Mom and Papa Richardson. We pray for senior citizens. And Sister Helen Lee, oh God, we pray, Lord Jesus, that you would continue to strengthen, heal, and deliver, oh God. Look on every member, oh God, of the Heart of God, Father God. Meet their every need today, oh God. And then, Father God, we pray, Lord Jesus, that you would look on bereaved families, that you would be the comforter to them, be the healer and the strength. We thank you, Father. We thank you for meeting every need. We thank you for taking care of every condition. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. Because truly you have been mighty good unto us. And Father God, we will just leave it at your cross, oh God. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you keep us humble and meek, forever seeking you and seeking your way.
And your name, hallelujah, Jesus, will continue to be exalted because you are worthy, oh God. We love you, we bless you, and we praise you. And Father God, we thank you for this Independence Day. Father God, we realize we might not have all the rights that we want to have, Jesus. But we thank you, Father, for what you have blessed us with, because we could be 10 times worse. So we thank you, Father God, in spite of what it looked like, feel like, or be like today. Hallelujah, Jesus. We know, Father, that we are set free. And Father God, because you have made us free in you, Lord Jesus. And as we continue, oh God, to serve you in spirit and truth, oh God. Father God, give us that independence that we need, Lord Jesus. Father God, in mind, body, soul, and spirit, oh God. Regardless of what man might do unto us, oh God, we know that there is a better way. We know we have a better reward, oh God. And someday, Lord Jesus, we're going to be able to sit down at the welcome table, Lord Jesus. Someday, Father God, we're going to be able to know, hallelujah, Jesus, that it's going to be all right, Father God. Whatever we go stand through down here, oh Lord Jesus, we know, Father, that if we just wait on you, Father God, that everything going to be okay. And we thank you, we bless you, we praise you, and we love you, because truly thou art a good God. We love you today, Father, and we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise, because you are worthy to be praised. And we thank you for everything that you continue to do. May your name be glorified and lifted up. In Jesus' mighty name I pray, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank God, amen, for fervent prayer. Amen. You know that when we go to the Lord in prayer, amen, God will make a way. So we thank him for continuing to make a way. We thank him and Lindsay for his fervent prayer. We know that we can go to the Lord, amen, and he'll give an answer, and that is good news. Amen. I thank God for the good news of Jesus today. Thank him for just being God and being God all by himself. Amen. We want to now the Word of God. Word of God comes to us in the New Testament. And we're going to be looking at the book of Romans. And we're going to be looking at chapter 6. Amen. On this awesome day that we celebrate in the United States of America, Independence Day, amen. And we're going to talk about, amen, the cost of freedom, the cost of freedom. And we're going to look at this chapter 6, but for the sake of time, we're going to go to chapter 6, verse 15, and we're going to read down, but we'll come back later on in message and capture some other verses. But chapter 6 of the book of Romans, beginning at verse 15, and it says, "What then shall we sin, because we are not under the law but under grace? God forbid. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servant ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness." Verse 17, it goes on to say, "But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you." Verse 18 says, "Being then made free from sin, he became the servants of righteousness." He goes on in verse 19, says, "I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. But ye have yielded your members servants unto uncleanness and to iniquity unto iniquity. Even so now, yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness. For when ye were the servants of sin, you were free from righteousness. What fruit may ye then in those things whereof you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now being made free from sin, and become servants to God, you have your fruit unto holiness and the end, everlasting life. And in verse 23, it says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And so for a few moments, we want to talk from the subject, amen, the cost of freedom, the cost of freedom. Let us pray. Merciful God, our Father, we again thank you for the privilege and opportunity to stand and to declare your word. Father, I ask that you will forgive me of my sins, O God, that you will be faithful and just to forgive me and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. O God, that I may be a pure vessel used by you. O God, that the sinners will be converted, the saints will be edified, but most of all, God, that you would receive honor and glory to your name. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Song my spirit this morning says, because of who he is. Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and praise. Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are, because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and praise. Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Hallelujah. Thank God, amen. That he is Jehovah Jireh, our provider. That he is Jehovah Nisi. That he is Jehovah Shalom, our Prince of Peace, and that we can worship him because of who he is. And so you ask the question in the title of the sermon, The Cost of Freedom. The cost of freedom for our lives, amen, is the life of Jesus. The record declares in John 3:16 that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. And then the record also goes on to declare in John 8, chapter and verse 36, that the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. And so when we look at these terms of freedom, we look at these terms of freedom, we see, amen, that sin, amen, cost us our freedom from a righteous and right relationship with God. Sin has consequences. Sin has cost us to run up a debt unto justice, amen, that we cannot pay. In other words, all of us have a big sin debt because in Romans 6:23, it says all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And so as we stand in front of God in all of his righteousness, unable to approach him in a righteous manner because of our sin debt, our sin stain, we look around and we say, well, what can cause me to be free from this guilty sin and stain? What can cause me to be able to get out of this debt that I owe because of my shortcomings? And what we realize is on our own, we cannot, amen, be back in the righteous relationship with God. Moses gave the law to God's people to show them, amen, that in all of their righteousness and all of their coming together, if it was packed together and had a bow on it, amen, it wouldn't be sufficient to be able to place them back into the right relationship with God. And so the law of Moses came to show us that we need a God, that we need God to deliver us from the power and the penalty of sin. In other words, in order for us to escape, to be free from the power and the penalty of sin, we need God. And just like in the days of Moses, in the days of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, in the days of your mother, my father, amen, because all that have come after Adam, amen, have sinned and come short of the glory of God, we all end up in the same place, amen, where we're not in the righteous relationship with God, amen, and we need something, somebody to be able to deliver us, to free us from the power and the penalty of sin. And so God put a plan into action, and if you study this week in Romans the 5th chapter, he says that one man got us into this trouble, amen, this bondage, this slavery of sin, and he said one man, Jesus Christ, amen, can get us out, amen, and that's God's plan. Amen. It's a simple plan that Adam got you in it. Amen. And Jesus can get you out of. A simple plan, a plan of getting back and gaining the righteous relationship with God by God taking the sacrifice of his son and placing us in Jesus and in his righteousness. And so now God no longer looks at us on our righteousness, but he looks at us through the lens of the blood of the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And so we say, what is the cause of freedom? And so in the United States, we celebrate what happened in the year 1776. We celebrate a document that was written by Thomas Jefferson that declared independence from the tyranny of the British government. And it declares that the colonies that have seceded from the British domain or dominance, amen, were declaring themselves free from the king in Britain. Free from the tyranny, free from the oppression. It declared them, amen, as being free, no longer under the oppression, no longer under the bondage, no longer under the thumb of the unjust ways. And so they declared themselves to be free, and they seceded from the Roman tyranny, and they set up colonies, and they set up in this country, amen, and they declared themselves free. And so every year we celebrate, amen, the Declaration of Independence or Independence Day, when these countries began to settle in and say, we're separated, amen, from that slavery, that bondage, from that unjust, that oppression of the king and the oppression that came along with that. And so what was the cause? The cause was they had to go to war with Britain. They had to go to war with the European government at that time. They had to battle after battle, but they had to stand, amen, and declare their freedom and witness after day after day after day, amen, that they would not go back. They made up in their mind that they would not do those things or be guided by those things that they used to be guided by. They stood by their Declaration of Independence, and they would not go back because they had declared and they had been set free. And so the Apostle Paul in this letter to the Romans, he said, if you have been made free by the Son of Jesus, by the Son of God, Jesus, he says we ought not to go back into bondage. If we have been made free, if we understood the sacrifice, the things that were put into place, just like the colonies that succeeded seceded from the British government. They shed blood. They sacrificed. They did all these things so that they can be free and remain free. And so if you look at what your freedom from the power and the penalty of sin is that Jesus had to shed his blood, his innocent blood, the one who knew no sin, amen, stood in where we couldn't for sin, the one, amen, that did no wrong, the one, amen, that asked that we would be forgiven, amen, did not have a reason to go to Calvary's cross, but because he loved us so much, he was willing to bleed, he was willing to hang, he was willing to suffer, he was willing to give his life a ransom so that we might have the right to eternal life and be free from the power and the penalty of sin. And so as we ask that question today, amen, what was the cost of freedom? We recognize that it cost Jesus his entire life. It cost him, amen, to be brutalized. It cost him to be humiliated. It cost him to have to shed his blood. It cost him to be put on Calvary's cross. It cost him the shame that he had to go through. It cost him everything so that we might be free. And so Paul is telling these people at Rome, he said, look, your freedom, amen, came at a heavy cost. Your freedom, amen, came that you didn't have to behave like that anymore. Your freedom came, amen, that you could be delivered from what justice said it deserved to have because of what Adam and Eve did in the garden. And so Jesus came and he stood where we couldn't stand. He paid what we couldn't pay. And so Paul is saying you ought to act like you know what the cost of freedom is. You ought to act like, amen, you understand, amen, that it didn't come at a cheap price. And my brothers and sisters, when you realize the cost of freedom, whether it's from a Roman government, whether it's from a slavery that was established in this country, whether it's from any type of bondage or oppression, when you understand that someone had to stand in, someone had to shed their blood, someone had to make a sacrifice so we could be in this place that we are today. Someone on the prayer, on the testimony line said it could be 10 times worse than what we have right now. But we have to realize because of someone's sacrifice of freedom, we have the benefit, amen, to be able to celebrate independence. That we have the ability to be able to look back the history of this country. No, it's not a pretty history. It has some dark and some nasty underbelly. It has some terrible things about it in this country that is trying to be a more perfect union. But it still has challenges, but ultimately, if those that are in this country today would understand, amen, that it was the blood of Jesus that ultimately gives us the ultimate freedom from the power and the penalty of sin, that allows us to have a change within, that we can love those who don't look like us, that we can love those who don't sound like us, that we can love those, amen, who might not be from the same place from us, because of what Jesus did. We can have a changed mind and a changed attitude when we understand the cost of freedom to deliver us from all sin, to deliver us from the power of sin, that we will be able, good God Almighty, to love, amen, the way God wants us to love. And then in this country, we will be able to celebrate in a manner that's pleasing in the sight of God because of what God has done in all of our lives. The problem is, Lord have mercy, we think that the blood of Jesus is only tailored to my sin, and that it's only I'm privileged to have it tailored to my friends and my people that look like me, or my folk that have the same color as mine, or the same hair texture as me, or come from the same track side of the track as me. But reality be known, amen, that the Sunday morning hour is the most segregated hour, amen, in the country. You have black folk going one place, you have white folk going one place. someplace. You have Hispanic and other nationalities going someplace, and everybody's serving their own God, amen, not realizing, amen, that the cost of freedom to be able to go worship, to be able to go praise God, whether you're white, whether you're black, whether you're European, whether you're Indian, whether you're Asian in this country, amen, the reason why you have the freedom to do that, amen, is because the God of heaven, amen, has allowed this country, amen, to remain free from tyranny, to remain free from oppression, to be delivered from the power and the penalty of sin, and God has smiled on this country. I don't know about you, it might not be the best country, amen, it might not have the best things, amen, but it's a whole lot better than it could be. It's a whole lot better than the alternative, and so what we have to do is we have to turn to God and realize, God, you have been good. God, your freedom has brought us a long way. God, we have a lot of things to celebrate. God, we have a lot of things in common. Whether I'm black, whether I'm white, whether I'm Hispanic, they have been made free by the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is red. There's a fountain filled with blood that flows from Emmanuel's vein and sinners plunge beneath their blood and lose all their guilt and stain. When you have been plunged under the blood fountain of Jesus, truly you have been made free. And when you understand that cost, you have a different attitude towards your brother and your sister. You should have a different attitude to those in your community. You should have an understanding. You should have a little more patience. You should have a little more time, amen, to pray and to fellowship and to give God the glory, because if it had not been for God, in that Declaration of Independence, those people that said we're going to declare that we're going to separate from those things that were oppressing us and keeping us bound, if it had not been for God allowing this to happen, we would not have Independence Day. We would not have a time to celebrate. We would not have people that can worship where they want to, people that can go and come where they want to. We would not have the freedom that we endure today, but because God has smiled upon this nation, because God has smiled upon this country, because God has smiled and paid a price, we can stand here today and preach and teach and worship and love on each other, because God has kept us in spite of what we've done, in spite of our wrong, in spite of our shortcomings. God has smiled on this country on this day. In spite of the history, God has continued to make a way for us that we would be able to experience the love and the benefits and the privilege of being a free people. A people, amen, that can say, I love God and I want to be able to love my neighbor the way God shows and says I should love him. But I can only do that when I appreciate, when I understand the cost of freedom. My father fought in many wars. I understand the cost of freedom of war. But my Savior shed his blood. Savior shed his blood. And so I understand the cost of my salvation. My cost of being free, set free from the power and the penalty of sin. And that was, he shed his blood. He stood in where I couldn't stand. He stood in where you couldn't stand. And so when we celebrate Independence Day, we look at the cost of freedom, but of those who have fought wars, foreign and domestic. But ultimately, the thing to be free is from the power and the penalty of sin. And so when you know what that cost was, when you know what it took for that to happen through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, truly you can say every day is an Independence Day for me. Every day is a day of freedom for me, amen, because I'm no longer bound, no more chains holding me. My soul is resting. It's such a blessing. Praise the Lord, I'm free. There's a song we used to sing. We were on 2600 Minnesota Avenue, Southern Friendship Missionary Baptist Church, and I believe it was, I forget what choir was singing, but they were saying, I am free. Praise the Lord, I'm free. No longer bound. No more chains holding me. My soul is resting. It's just a blessing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, I'm free. I am free. Praise the Lord, I'm free. No longer bound. No more chains holding me. My soul is resting. It's just a blessing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm free. Can y'all sing that with me? I am free. Praise the Lord, I'm free, no longer bound, no more chains holding me, my soul is resting, it's just a blessing. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, I'm free. So whatever state you might find yourself in, or you might find yourself, we know that in spite of discrimination, still racism, still slavery, still treated less than first-class citizen, amen, all the challenges that come, amen, when you feel like you're not free, amen. If you have, and I have, Lord, Savior, Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, we can say that we are free, amen, and we know, amen, that this world is not the end, not our final resting place, but one day God will crack the sky and call us from labor to reward, amen, and the record declares those that are dead in Christ will get up first, and those that remain will be caught up to meet him. And so that will be with the Lord. And so we'll be called from labor to reward. But in the meantime, he has given us the power and the presence of his Holy Spirit to let us know that we are free, that we have hope, that we can make it through, and we can praise the Lord. Amen? Because we understand the power of the blood of Jesus that has made us free. Amen? We understand the cost. Bless you today. Amen. Hallelujah. I am free because I know, amen, the cost of freedom. Amen. Oh, I can read that 5th and 6th chapter of the book of Romans. Understand that God's plan is that one man got you into this thing and one man, Jesus Christ, will get you out. That's God's plan. Very simple. Amen. Believe in your heart, confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and the word of God says you shall be saved. Praise God, praise God. There might be someone that doesn't know Jesus in the free falling of their sin. So we extend to you an invitation today that you can come and go in. You can come by way of letter, way of baptism, come on your Christian experience. Or you can just simply pray to yourself or pray to God and ask God to bless you, that you can believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and that you can receive salvation wherever you are, whatever time of day, you can be free from the power and the penalty of sin. You don't have to wait for the 4th of July. You don't have to wait for any Sunday or any particular day, but you can be free from the power and the penalty. And we read earlier that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So if you make that prayer and that statement today, and you too, my brother and my sister, will be free. Praise the Lord. Amen. And that you will be free. Amen. Amen. All right. Thank God for allowing us to be a part of another worship experience. And so we have come to the point of our service, amen, where we're going to take our offering. Amen. We're going to ask God's blessing on our offering. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, God, for allowing us to be able to give, and we pray, God, that we be able to give in a manner that is pleasing your sight. Bless this offering, amen, that we use for your kingdom building. And ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Come, let us worship. Come, let us worship. Everybody worship. Come, let us worship. It's time to praise the Lord. Come, let us worship. Everybody worship. Come, let us worship. It's time to praise the Lord. Oh, when the Spirit of the Lord falls on me, I'll dance like David danced. Oh, when the Spirit of the Lord falls on me, I'll dance like David danced. And I'll dance like David danced. And I'll dance like David danced. Amen. All things come of thee, O Lord. All things come of thee, O Lord. And of thine own. And of thine own have we given of thee. Amen. And thank God for the gift and the giver. If you would like to give to this ministry, several ways that you can give. You can give by texting to give at number 301-750-8470. Type in the word G-I-V-E and your dollar amount. That's 301-750-8470. Type in G-I-V-E and your dollar amount. Or you can go online to https://faithlife.com/HOGBC. That's lowercase l/GIVE. That's faithlife.com/HOGBC-l/GIVE. Or you can send a donation to 7100 Chesapeake Road in Landover Hills, Maryland. Zip code is 20784, and that's suite 205. It's 7100 Chesapeake Road in Landover Hills, Maryland, 20784, suite 205. Or you can make another arrangement by coming by the church and call at 301-577-7373. That's 301-577-7373. And someone will be gladly to meet you here to receive your offering. All right, that's going to do it for us this Sunday. We pray that everyone will have a blessed 4th of July, Independence Day, spend some time with friends and family. Amen. Eat some good stuff, some good food. Don't eat too much, but eat some good food and get some good fellowship on today and tomorrow. All right, let's look to God. Heavenly Father, we thank you, oh God, that we know the cost of freedom, and that was your Son, Jesus Christ, dying, shedding his blood on Calvary's cross. God, help us to be mindful, oh God, that you shed his blood, that we would have the right to eternal life, and help us to spread that message of love, oh God, that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. And now may your love, the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, continue to rest, rule, and abide with us both now and forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord sing together. Amen. 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 Do yourself a favor. Call somebody. Let them know that you love them. In Jesus' name. God bless you. Have an endless hour.